Hi, this is Anne Marie from the Mindfulness Coaching School. Phew, what a 24 hours this has been. So I give each of you a deep bow. I greet this moment with each of you. And I also want to respond. We've received many, many phone calls and emails from students at the school regarding how quickly their monkey mind is running around based on the election results here in America. You know, people are feeling fearful. They're feeling shocked, sad. They're experiencing anger and those real difficult ones, righteous indignation and disgust. So I want to invite each of you that are listening to engage. Don't let yourself wallow or indulge in these emotions. They're separating emotions. May you reach out, connect, coach. This is the time to coach. This is the time to help others and yourself adapt and integrate so you can engage and make a difference in the world, so you can take all of this to the streets. So how do we do this? Well, many of us have been practicing. At the top of every hour, we've been moving to the highest vibratory frequency. This isn't just busy work. This is something that makes a difference. It creates a muscle inside of us, so that we're living at a higher vibratory state. So do it now. Please don't indulge in waiting. Don't indulge in the fears anymore, or the disgust, or the I don't believe it happened kind of talk to ourselves. I mean, how does one work with disappointment and fear? One conscious breath at a time, move into the highest vibratory frequency. How does one relax the body that's fearful? One conscious breath at a time, move into the highest vibratory frequency. How does one navigate monkey mind to find that inspiration again? One conscious breath at a time, move into the highest vibratory frequency. And then how does one burst out of that little mind of fixed mindset and live in growth mindset? One conscious breath at a time, move into the highest vibratory frequency. Please, please don't indulge in fear anymore. Instead, go outside. Go outside of your monkey mind. Your growth mindset is there. It's right there. So go outside of your fixed mindset. Go outside of your fears. What do you notice? What do you notice? Look around. What are you telling yourself from growth mindset, from beginner's mind? Notice. When you allow yourself to live freely in the mysteries of the unknown, what arises? When you jump over the fear, where do you land? Yes. Go outside, feel the fresh air as you breathe it in, and know gratitude. Go outside, look up at the skies, know gratitude. Let it immerse yourself, or let it permeate you. Let that gratitude permeate you. As Brother David Steindl Rast told me many times, let it surprise you, Anne Marie. Let the gratitude surprise you. So go outside, lay your body down on Mother Earth, let your tears of frustration, all those tears, water the seeds of love and understanding and deep connection. Let them be transformed and let them move towards all the sentient beings, every single one, regardless of their beliefs and philosophies. So may you find your inner beloved, so you can remember who you truly are to yourself. And may you go and reach out to your beloveds. And may you all remember who you are to each other. And may we all remember who we are to each other. So I give each of you a deep bow to every single thing. And much, much love. We're in this together. And that actually feels pretty good. Bye-bye.